Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweetest talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar.
Can I add some brown sugar with that, please?
Brown Sugar Radio is where it all happens. Now here's your host, Brown Sugar.
What's up, everybody? Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know it's Thursday Night Live with your girl, Brown Sugar. And tonight, TV and I have a special treat in store for you. Y'all already know we're giving away the free Trina CD tonight. You have to have the question, and I see we already have somebody on the line. However, we're going to fill in to make it fair for all of the new listeners that are joining us tonight. I want to let you know that PB is going to go over the details of the contest again, and we want you to call in at 646-716-8697, all right? So, PB, what's going on, man? What's going on? PB, you there? PB. Okay, well, I guess he is not on the air now. I don't know what could be happening. Anywho, you know what we're going to do at this time. PB, can you hear me? Unmute the phone or something. I cannot hear you. I can't hear you, PB. Are you muted? Ah, shucks. Well, it's all right. We're going to keep rolling on Brown Sugar Radio. And you know what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Trina's hot new single. And the name of her single is I Got a Thing for You. Y'all keep it locked. Because right now we're having some technical difficulties. But you know on Brown Sugar Radio, we don't let that stop us. So this is Trina's I Got a Thing for You, and this is going to be on her hot new single. What up? Check it out.
Ladies, yeah. Have you ever had a thing for somebody and it was just so deep and you wanted to tell them so bad,
yeah,
but you just couldn't find the words? Listen.
I got a thing for you, baby, you know.
A man from wine and find me. Every time you look, you find me. Bell Hopper, he find me. And plus, he all mine. See, he Brad Pitt, I'm Jolie. When we together, we all we see. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. I got a thing for you, so how you feel about me?
I got a thing for you, baby. Oh, so I wanna get to know you. I wanna get to know you.
you saying that I'm so scared? Cause the boys in the past, they just couldn't last. For the reason I think you've been chosen.
Heaven sent, don't wanna walk away.
Just hold me tightly up in your arms and tell me every day that you ain't never gonna leave me hard, bro. Promise to give a good long stroke. Boy, this for real and this ain't no joke. Thought I was dreaming, but I know I'm woke. What you done did that got me so gone? Feels so right that this can't be wrong. Hang it up, I'm right back, calling your phone. Cause I go so crazy when I hear your voice tone.
You know, I can't wait to see your face again. You know, I'm hoping we can work this thing out. Every time that I'm alone, I'm thinking about us and where we could be. But now I know I got a thing for you, baby.
That was Trina's hot new single. I got a thing for you. Yeah, that's hot. I like that. All right, PB, are you with us?
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Hey. Y'all got this music.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
Freaky Thursday. That's all it is.
I got to say, like Brown Sugar said, we're going to make it do what it do.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up. Okay. Real quick, you know what? Before you give the insight on the Trina Free CD giveaway, I'd like to shout out the listeners in the chat room. We have quite a few that are on time tonight. That's what's happening. I'm so proud of y'all. Y'all are on time, and that's what's up. And then certainly we have a caller that's been waiting patiently, but PB, I want you to go over the Trina details for tonight. What's going on? We're going to give a shout-out to Disturbed. What's up? Homer Simpson. We got CeCe, Wiggle Bumble, Nathaniel, Smash, Cuddle Cakes. What's going on? Then we got in the other chat room, Guest 2228, Six Beats. What up? Six Beats. I ain't hollering at you in a minute. Welcome back to Brown Sugar Radio. Rock Prince, what's going on? What's going on? And like I said, CeCe, you in both chat rooms. What up? Ed Lips, another loyal Brown Sugar Radio listener. Y'all made it in the chat room before I did. That's what's up. So welcome tonight. We have several things that are going forth. And PB, my co-host, is going to share some light on the free Trina giveaway that we're doing tonight, as well as we do have some guests that are supposed to be calling in tonight, and we're going to show them some love. However, you know, this Freaky Thursday, so anything can happen. But, PB, go ahead and tell them about our Trina promote.
Okay. Let me go ahead and give y'all the insight on that. Y'all already know that girl Trina dropped her fourth album, Still the Baddest, April 1st, no April Fool's joke. It was in the stores. We got it. You can get it. Holla at us. We want to know, when Trina was on Brown Sugar Radio, who did she say her favorite designer was? Now, listen, it's a catch to this now, because now I did a little research, and I did a Google search for Trina's favorite designer, and the Google research gave me a different name. So I'm saying, when she was on Brown Sugar Radio, who did she say her favorite designer was? And I'm going to give y'all a hint. It's not Versace. When she was on the show, she did not say Versace. So you guys got to, I mean, well, y'all should have went back and listened to the interview. And, hey, I hope somebody got the answer, because the album is hot. We got the album that got you the bonus track. This ain't no, I mean, Some stores had the album with 12 tracks, but we got you the one with the bonus track, so you're getting extra tracks. So
okay,
y'all got to call in if y'all want the CD. It's hot. She's still the baddest.
Still the baddest. Okay. That's what's up. So, and you know what? I can understand that, TV, how your favorite designer will change. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shoot. It just depends on the season, the year, what's going on and whatnot. But you guys got to call in with the answer for Brown Sugar Radio, what she said.
It also depends on your money, too.
Okay.
You don't have that much money. Your favorite designer can't be too expensive.
Okay. For real. So definitely we want to check that out. And you're welcome to call in. Go ahead.
But before we go any further, Brown Sugar, who your favorite designer? Fill us in.
You know what? I actually have several. That's why I can relate to what she's saying as far as one day it could be Versace, the next it could be, you know, Gucci or Prada or whoever. My favorite designer, gosh, I...
Go on, name drop.
What did I wear today?
Go on,
you know,
do a little name drop.
I love, golly, you know what I'm going to do for y'all? I'm going to look at my closet. Hold on. Let me look at this dress I just took off today. Because you know what? Okay, Maggie London, that's the dress that I wore today. And I love her dresses. I think that she has a unique style. However, I definitely want to give a shout-out because I love Baby Fat. I believe that she has a very classy, sophisticated, yet she can also relate to the juniors and to the girls. You know what I'm saying? Kamora Lee Simmons be doing her thing. I love me some Baby Fat. I also like Apple Bottom. I like Rockaware. I do. But as far as, like, my dresses, I have a lot of Maggie London dresses. I love the cut, the style. I feel very sophisticated. It's very professional for work. Versace, I don't really like, I don't know. I have to be in the mood for that. I have several shoes and handbags and glasses, but as far as the dresses, I'm sporting Maggie London right now. What you rocking over there, PB, in the dirty South?
Let me hold it down, urban style, because y'all know that's what I do.
Okay.
Your boy, Pete IB, he's far from gangster, but, you know, I try to pretend. So, right, I try to pretend. I'm going to say I pretend. That's all I do. But, no, you know, a lot of guys around here rock the Coogi. Coogi is hot and all. Don't get me wrong. I like some of the Coogi, but Coogi not my favorite. They kind of run too much on the cut. Like, they have a whole bunch of different colors. Like, Coogi jeans have the jeans with the all different colors. I'm kind of like old school. I like their plain stuff. Give me the simple. So most of the time, you can catch me rocking LRG jeans. I mean, most of the guys should know LRG. If you don't, Google it. LRG, they hot. They expensive, but they hot.
Okay.
Let me see. Shirt-wise, you know, with me, I'm just a T-shirt kind of guy. I'll put on a polo Oxford-style shirt every now and then. So you can catch me in any type of T-shirts, you know, from T-shirts with the simple writing on it to a plain white tee. In the shoes, I'm always in some Air Force Ones. I don't really too much do the Jordans, but, hey, whatever floats your boat.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, what up, Smooth? I ain't heard from you in a minute. We got Steve Smooth in the house. For those of you who don't know, Smooth is the manager of very, very, very many people. Gosh, I can't even keep up. But right now, the one that's on lock is the Poppin' Off Boys with Crank That Bad Man doing his fizzle. What up, Smooth? He also worked with Brown Sugar Radio and did celebrity gossip commercials. Smooth, if you got some celebrity gossip, holla at your girl, 646-716-8697. Let us know what it is, man. Anywho, gosh, but I do love, right now I can honestly say I think for my everyday wear will be Baby Fat, and then for my dresses will be Maggie London. You know, that's what I like right now. So it's all good. It's all good. Y'all let us know who some of your favorite designers is. I see Dolce & Gabbana, Donna Karan, and, oh, yeah, I forgot about Annie Klein. I like her, too. House of Darion. I like some of her. You know what? when it comes to House of Darion, I'm going to be quite honest. I felt like their clothes were very overpriced, you know, for the average person such as myself. I mean, to spend $300-$400 on a nice suit or whatever, I was just like, come on now. You know, we ordinary people. We ain't got it like that. But I guess a lot of people wrote Miss Tina and told her, you know, your prices are so expensive, and she's actually lowered them. I read an interview that she had conducted, and it was it an Ebony magazine or one of the magazines I was reading, and she was stating how a lot of people were writing saying, you know, your prices are very high. So that's when she lowered the prices, or they came out with the second clothing line. I know they have two. One is House of Darion. I think the other one is Miss Tina for the grown and the sexy, or grown and sophisticated, more mature, whatever you want to call it. But like I said, I definitely don't want to spit any false information. I just want to let you know what I've read. So I don't know any more information. But, yes. So, you know, definitely call in. I see that the phone lines are filling up. However, a lot of you have private chat me and let me know you're listening in. And we do appreciate the support tonight. Let me find out who this caller is that has been waiting so patiently. 832, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hello, Brown Sugar. Hey, PB.
Hi.
This is Dak from Real Talk, Real Women. And
what's
I was calling.
Going on?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm calling because I'm ready to answer the Trina question.
Uh-oh. Oh, look at this. She really Girl, look, you was on the air before I could get on. I said, who is this in here just chilling like what?
I told you I was going to come back Thursday. I said, I'm ready.
She was on the
CD. Huh?
I ain't mad. I ain't mad at you.
Okay, now look, before you answer the question.
Yeah.
You want to... Give us a little bit of that single again. Let me go ahead and you hear a little bit of that.
Okay.
Go sing us a little bit of that single again.
All right. Y'all ready? You want her to sing it or you want me to play it?
Roberto Cavalli.
Uh-oh.
Roberto
Cavalli! And the answer, PB, is she correct?
She is correct!
Information because we don't want to disclose that on the air live, okay?
Okay.
Give me your your personal name, your address, and we'll go ahead and ship that out to you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you locking it on in, the Brown Sugar Radio, and listening because you had to listen to the interview to know.
Yeah.
Because on the Google, she said if you looked it up on the internet in other interviews, she had a different design at the time.
Yeah. It says something different.
It is. And like I said, I feel on that because, shoot, one day I may want to rock some, you know, Sean John or whatever. You know, even though, I mean, that's a male's clothing line. That's for my son. But Rock Aware, Fat Farm, you feel me? I just realized, I'm like, wait, Sean John is for me. I got so much for my kids.
Yeah, you telling the people what you wear when you clean up, huh?
You feel me? No, what I wear is a grandma moo moo when I clean up. Okay? We going to keep it real. But it's all good. I just want to say thank you so much for locking it on in and you know, tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio. And definitely we will have that CD out to you. And Hip Talk Radio, that's where you at, huh?
Uh-huh. I'm Real Talk with Real Women. My co-host is Netta, and we're on Blog Talk, too.
Oh, yo, okay. Real Talk, Real Women. Okay,
uh-huh.
My bad.
Uh-huh.
That's what's up. Okay, so we got to check you out. What nights do you have your shows on?
We do Freestyle Friday at 10 p.m. Central. And then Sunday we have a show at 5 p.m. Central.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, now before you go, tell us your favorite designer.
I love Anne Klein.
Anne Klein.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. I like, you know what? She got the baddest shoes because I just bought some white and gold flip-flops of Anne Klein. They on the chain. Yes. I love Anne Klein, too. It's so many, you know. I mean, I love Gucci, you know what I'm saying? I like Prada. I like, but then there's some days I don't feel like spending that much. I'm going to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to always spend, you know, $100 on some shoes. Shoes. Okay. Oh, that's what's up. I'm just keeping it real with you. If I can go on and get me some $5 Walmart flip-flops, then it's on. It's in how I feel. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry, your name again was?
I'm Jax.
Jax?
Jax.
Oh, Jax. Oh, I like that. Yeah. All right now, Jax. We'll definitely keep it locked. And email me at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And you know it's sugar, S-U-G-A. Okay? And put in the subject link, Trina CD winner. And we got you. All right. Thank you so much. Keep it locked.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. And don't y'all be trying to cheat me, but don't y'all be trying to write us saying y'all Jax or y'all not. That's how I be trying to steal the CD.
Okay. Well, I tell you, we already got a winner. I say she was sitting there waiting on that phone line like a shark, waiting to deep on us.
She said she can't prepare, okay, so
okay.
I have a little bit more trivia. Since we just gave away Trina CD, I was going to give you all a little bit more information on Trina.
Okay, well,
I have some quick
get
little
the
facts.
Music for you. All right, Trina facts. It's time. Okay, that's what's up. Oh, now the switchboard don't want to play. Look, before I couldn't shut it off, now I don't want to start up. Trina facts, come on, man. so you going to play me like that, huh? Boy, okay, go. Just going on ahead, just acting a fool right now. All right,
okay.
Gigi, go ahead.
Well, some quick little facts that I Googled on Trina. Since we celebrating Trina, she was a guest on our show. We were pleased to have Trina on the show. And so since we support all the artists that come on our show, we gave away her CD that we bought personally. And here are some quick facts about Trina. Her full name is Katrina Taylor. She was born December the 3rd. They have her age on here, but I'm not going to reveal that. You know, if you want to know that, you'll Google that. But Trina has a college degree in real estate license. Her favorite actors and actress, Chris Tucker and Halle Berry. As stated before, her favorite designer is Roberto Cavalli.
Oh,
favorite food is seafood.
Okay, now I hit the button like 5 minutes ago and it decided to do its own thing, but it's all good.
Look, don't worry about it, I just
said.
Oh.
Hey.
So, sugar single again.
Look at that, he got to switch it on me. Jax has won her free Trina CD. Hey, what up, y'all? It's the live show on Blog Talk Radio. Brown Sugar Radio, we hold it down every Tuesday and Thursday night. And I got to give some more shout-outs to all my listeners coming through. Y'all know we love you. We got Finn to Collins, I hope I said that right. And then we also have guest 2228, Wookum Dip, Shookum Dumb. What up? Thanks for coming through tonight and celebrating with us on our first free CD giveaway. Y'all know we doing what we do, and it's all good. So we're going to do this probably once a month, y'all. Definitely keep it locked, because we definitely want to make sure that we keep our listeners entertained and we keep you coming back. And like TV said, this is our way of showing you we appreciate you. All right? Is that what it is, PB?
That's what it is.
Hey.
I wish I was right. Part of the show so I could have won that CD. I won.
Okay. That's what's up. That is exactly what's up. So we will definitely give her free CD. And keep doing what we got to do in order to bring new listeners through. I think that was a great idea, great promotion. And definitely we want to shout out Trina, who came through for us, I believe it was in January. And I wish her much success with the release of her new album and her new single, and definitely we want to have her back. We're going to work on making that happen. Speaking of which, on Tuesday, for those of you who are Do or Die fans, we got Do or Die in the house next Tuesday, same time, same place. Hi.
Backseat of a caddy, chop it up, Do or Die.
That's what's up.
Y'all remember that.
Y'all
don't act like y'all remember that. Come on now.
You already know. That's what's up. And the Twista, they have worked with them. They have worked with Twista and Kanye West, just to name a few. And they're going to come and do their thing this Tuesday night. Then on Thursday, we're going to have a hot, juicy topic with co-host Sherry Hill, who is also the co-host on Cocktails and Conversations. And Sherry Hill keeps it all the way real, and the topic is going to be on why can't couples stay together like the way they used to. So that's going to be juicy. Definitely keep your calendars marked for those 2 days coming up next week, because those are going to be some incredible shows. And then for many of you who have followed the Loveologist, he's going to be a guest co-host on the 15th, which is two Tuesdays from now. And the name of the show is going to be on, you know what, before I forget, let me look, because I'm going to say the wrong show name, okay, because I got so many shows coming up. And it's on How Far Would You Go to Save Your Marriage or Relationship, okay? How far is too far? What would you do in order to make your marriage work? Your relationship work that you've been in for years, would you turn your back on the lies and the deceit and the cheating? Or would you stay just for money if you were married to a multimillionaire? Would you, you know what I'm saying, just all kind of different circumstances that we come across in life we're going to discuss on the 15th of this month. And then on the 16th, we have the Star Gang, which is a new up-and-coming group, who is featured by Cree. Cree is a sponsor of Brown Sugar Radio. She also promotes her up-and-coming artists in her digital magazine, as well as Brown Sugar Radio, and I appreciate the love that she has given the show, and we have certainly gained more listeners through Credible Alerts Digital Magazine, and that's the business right there. And she will be having her new group appear on the 16th. And then I don't know if many of you have heard of Miss Dade County. She is a new up-and-coming artist as well. And she will be featured on Brown Sugar Radio on the 17th, which is Thursday. And she has a hot new single. And definitely y'all want to check it out. And I like her. You know, she has a unique cross, and I like the fact that she definitely has that originality about herself, so you don't look at her and say, oh, that's just another Ciara, or that's just another little Beyonce. She has her own thing coming strong. Y'all definitely want to keep it locked. We also have a few more up-and-coming celebrities. I don't want to reveal them just yet because I got to keep you coming back, right? If I tell you now, then you won't come back. You won't, you know, be excited about nothing else. So definitely we have some more celebrity guests that will be coming through on Brown Sugar Radio. Y'all just keep it locked on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. I see we have a caller here. I'm going to go ahead. Oh, okay. Well, they hung up. Well, no, they didn't hang up. That's my switchboard tripping. Let's see what's going on. 310, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, Brown Sugar, what's up? This is Sybil calling in to see how you doing.
Hey, Sybil, what's going on? I'm so glad that you got my message and everything, because I definitely wanted to show you some love tonight. And for all of my listeners, I want to share with you that tonight what we're doing is we're going to do a double feature show. And we're going to have Sybil, who is an up-and-coming hip-hop artist, doing her thing. Tonight she is going to, she's making actually a special guest appearance. If you haven't checked her out and if you don't know, now you know. Sybil is doing major things. I love her chemistry that she has with the microphone. She also writes and produces her own songs, so we got to give it up tonight for Sybil coming through on Brown Sugar Radio. Sybil, how are you doing tonight, girl?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. Really excited
okay.
to be here.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you know, we got to welcome you on in, Brown Sugar style, with a round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and I have my co-host that has joined us, and he's been here, and he's like my graphic designer, my commercial man. CB does it all, okay? And I appreciate his loyalty to the show. And you know what? This switchboard is really acting up. Can you stop already? Dang. Goodness. Switchboard excited to see you too. Goodness. Okay. Anyway, PB.
Hi, Sybil.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How you doing tonight?
Good. And yourself?
I'm well. Thanks for joining us on Brown Sugar Radio.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
All right. Well, Sybil, like I said, we definitely appreciate you coming through tonight. And before we get started in your questions, what I'd like to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break because we're at the half point of our hour. It's 7:30 now. And for those of you, certainly you know how we roll on Brown Sugar Radio. We're going to conduct our interview one-on-one. And then certainly we're going to open up the phone lines if you're interested in showing Sybil some love or you have any questions or comments about this young woman's success. She is certainly on her way to the top, doing major things, and we want to support her. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break, y'all. Keep it locked.
Creation.
Need to hook up your MySpace page, or you need that official flyer for this special event of yours. TV Creations, graphic and web design. TV Creations, bring a vision to life for very low prices. We also design websites, album covers, and offer photography sessions as well. TV Creations, www.tvcreations.com. That's Creations with a Z. Let us bring your vision to life. Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific. You can find me at www.blogtalkradio.com/life, love, and everything in between.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
Hey darlings, this is Chi-Town's finest host of Situation Saturdays, an amazing variety show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join me every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific, and now on a new day, Thursday night, same time, same place. Check me out at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chi1, that's C-H-Y-O-N-E. And don't forget, tune in, chime in, and speak on it.
All right, y'all, we are back, and we are back, and we are back. Yeah, yeah, I just got to say thank you for tuning in tonight as we have the second segment special with our guest for tonight, Sybil. And so, Sybil, I just got to say thank you so much for coming through tonight. And I just got to say your picture that you're using on your MySpace page and your promo page is absolutely beautiful. Girl, who does your hair?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The blonde is actually one of my different mini looks. And my beautician and friend of many years, her name Kimberly of Hair Connections in L.A., does my hair.
Oh, okay. I'm just like, man, her hair is slamming. Go ahead,
thank
girl.
You.
Okay. Now, certainly, we want to get started with the very beginning. I kind of like to fill my listeners in on how you got started and what was it that led you down this path in life to become a female MC, okay? But before you do that, let me shout out your MySpace page. Sybil, I need to apologize for you. All of my guests that are on the show usually get their own personalized banner, okay? And because of the fact that we had some technical difficulties, and with timing and scheduling, we were not able to do that for you. However, I want to promise you that you will go onto my Brown Sugar Radio photo album on my MySpace as soon as we can get some larger photos. The photos that we had, actually, I'll talk to you more about it on air, off air. But definitely,
okay.
I like my listeners because that way they can connect a face to the voice, you know what I mean? And they're more in tune with you,
okay,
and in sync with you, and we'll definitely make that happen. And for all of my gentlemen that are out there, when you see this woman's picture, she's just absolutely gorgeous, you know,
thank
beautiful
you
on the inside and out, okay? And so definitely
you.
We will feature you on our show link, okay, as soon as we get that together. But let's go back to the very beginning. What is it that got you started in the hip-hop industry?
Well, basically, watching, you know, old-school rappers like Roxanne Shanté, MC Light, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper do their thing. I used to sing their music a lot, along with a lot of the fellas like KRS-One, LL Cool J, and Kumo D and stuff like that. I used to kind of emulate them until one day I got this bright idea to try to make my own songs. And from then, age 9, it's just been perfecting my craft.
Okay. And so before, shoot, at a very young age, is when you discovered you had the talent in order to become an artist, you know. And I want to ask you, what is it that allowed you to stick with your dream? Because one thing that inspired me about Russell Simmons is that he stated that he wanted to be one of those individuals that followed his heart, you know, and that actually made his dreams become a reality. A lot of us give up too soon in life, and we lose out on the ultimate goal. What is it that has allowed you since you were 9 years, actually before you were 9, okay, till now. We you don't have to tell your age, okay? But until adulthood, what is it that led you to stick with your goal?
I would have to say support from my family, because I have a lot of help as far as the fact that I'm a single mother. I have a lot of help with my children, so it allows me to be able to go to school or to be able to go to work or to be able to stay in the studio umpteen hours until I complete the project. So I honestly believe that if it wasn't for the support of my family, I would not have been able to make it this far.
Right, absolutely, and I do believe in that. It certainly takes the support of loved ones, you know, in order to help give you that extra oomph sometimes. You know, we need that in life. And I see you're from California. Is that correct? The 310, that's
California. California, yes.
Okay. Now, what are you in northern, southern part? Where are you located?
I'm in Southern California, and I basically like to give it the name the Greater Los Angeles because I'm fairly popular in the Greater Los Angeles area. However, I've lived in a lot of different cities on the outskirts of L.A., from the valley to the suburbs. So, you know, pretty much I am the California L.A. girl, where unlike most artists, they come from the outskirts of L.A. or they're not from California at all. I'm right here in the heart of L.A. where everybody knows me.
Okay. All right. So in L.A., you are very well known. And so it's just we're trying to get that exposure as far as nationally and worldwide is what you are shooting for. And I want to tell you that definitely, you know, with your ambition, I see you getting there. And, you know, I have viewed your MySpace page because, like I tell all my listeners, I'm very selective with who I choose in order to come through on Brown Sugar Radio. And I absolutely had enjoyed your music. And tonight we're going to let our listeners get a taste of your song. I'm trying to figure out which one that I want to play here. We actually have two, but actually, if depending on the time that we have left in the segment, definitely I'm going to try to see if I can squeeze both of the singles in. But one thing I want to say is that as a female MC, and this is a question that I have had to all of my guests that were female hip-hop artists, and that have rose above the challenge, you know, of being a female artist, because it is hard. You know, at times men may feel like a female, like, you know, the rap game should be held down by men because females may not be hard enough, okay? How has your approach been being, I guess you could say, the underdog or, you know, the weaker vessel, however they may view you as a female MC? You know, have you had any discrimination or anything of that nature?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up.
Right, because it's usually a common issue that I've had, yeah, with my artists that I've interviewed on Brown Sugar Radio.
I must say, initially it begins with the respect factor, and there is no respect for women in this industry. And a lot of it has to do with the women. You know, a lot of women just want to be a star, so they're willing to break down and, you know, basically sell themselves to get where they want to be. And in the end result, it makes it harder for us when we really try to work hard. However, it almost seems as if talent doesn't even play a role in it. But in today's society, it makes it available for us to be able to say, okay, well, I believe in what I'm doing, and like what I'm doing, you know, I'm taking my pennies and saying, well, I'm going to invest them into myself and let the world decide if they feel like I should have a turn or not. I don't feel like my turn should be based off of what one man thinks, because most of the time his opinion is not the right opinion, you know. So definitely we have it hard, simply based on the fact that there's a respect factor. And at this point in stage in my life, in my career, I am demanding my respect because I deserve to be here.
Right, right. That's true. You're absolutely right. And I guess, you know, as time goes by, it gets easier. You know what I'm saying? Men are accepting it more so. But definitely MC Light, Queen Latifah, Salt-N-Pepa have paved the way for a lot of the musicians that we have out there today, Moni Love, you know what I'm saying? They just put it out there and let them know that, hey, you know, a
they demand their respect.
They can be.
And I'm trying to bring that back. I need to demand the respect back.
Right. Absolutely. Now, are you currently seeking a label, or are you independent? Tell us a little bit about your situation as far as being signed.
Well, basically, I was signed to an independent label for a number of years, in which I was released from that contract in April of 2007. At that time, I started my own label, in which it's Ivy League Entertainment, and I am releasing myself as the first artist off of the label.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So y'all see she's doing a thing, y'all. She got some major things happening. And, you know, I think that is awesome that you definitely have a vision, you know, for your career, and you're not just doing it like, okay, I really don't have nothing else to do, so I'm just kind of, you know what I mean? Some people do it as a hobby, and ain't nothing
right.
wrong with that. I'm not knocking it, but you have plans. You got goals with this talent that you have, and I'm not mad at you for that. Now, as
Thank
far
you.
As, okay, as far as, let's say, future collaborations, okay, who would be some of the celebrity artists that you would like to work with in the near future, if you have the opportunity to do so?
Ultimately, as far as producers are concerned, of course, I would love to work with Jermaine Dupri. Definitely interested in working with Dr. Dre, first available time. Also interested in working with, there are a couple of new producers out, like J.R. Rodham. He did a couple of songs for me, but I'm definitely interested in doing a couple of more with him. And there are so many, you know, just to name a few. There's that kid, DJ Khaled from the South, would love to work with him. I mean, there are just so many, and definitely for real, he's an all-time favorite. I think we could really
okay.
come up with
yeah, ideas. We can't forget about for real. Absolutely, and that is one thing that he's been in the gang forever, man, and him and then JD, I got to give JD much love too, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely been doing his thing, and I think that's excellent. Now, if you had to choose between, let's say, Usher and Chris Brown in order to do a song with, who would you pick? Who would you select?
Hello?
Sybil, can you hear me? Sybil. Okay, and it's Freaky Thursday in the house. PB, you there?
I am here.
Oh, gosh, I tell you, it always just happens to us. Sybil, you still there with us? Wow. What's
her
going
phone probably
on?
I lost the connection. We'll probably get her back in just a second.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know that in the beginning of the show that I had some technical difficulties. Sugar couldn't hear me, but I heard her loud and clear. So I don't know what's going on. Excuse us. We're going to put this one on Blog Talk.
Okay, she's back. Here we are. Sybil, you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now, Sybil, what I'd like for you to do is shout out your MySpace page, because I got to let my listeners see how beautiful you are. I mean, girl, you just doing your thing, and I want them to also add you as a friend and become a new fan, you hear me? And definitely spread the word about your up-and-coming album you're getting ready to release.
That would be really great. The MySpace link is myspace.com. The Sybil Project, in which we're also putting together the official Sybil website, which is thesybilproject.com. You can check out, you know, different songs are going to be there available for download, different blogs. There's going to be photo gallery, a lot of different links to the upcoming projects that I'm doing, as well as a reality series that I'm going to be doing, which is basically a day in the life of Sybil and her road on the way to stardom.
All right, now, y'all heard it first here on Brown Sugar Radio, and like I said, this is exciting to me. I really enjoy working with all artists, okay, but it's something special about up-and-coming artists because it's like a butterfly, you know what I mean, watching the transformation take place and, you know, to see your career unfold into celebrityhood, that's just awesome to me, you know what I mean? And so, girl, don't forget about us now here on Brown Sugar Radio when you blow up.
I will not. And okay. Also, I definitely like to invite you guys out, anybody that's in the California area, this April 26th at the Temple Bar in Santa Monica, I'm going to be performing live. So that's 10 tickets are $10 pre-sale, and it's 21 and over. Definitely anybody in the California area, in the L.A. area, Santa Monica, Temple Bar, April 26th, live performance by Sybil.
That's what's up. All right, now. Okay, PB, my co-host, he has a few questions for you. And then we're going to certainly introduce our listeners to you, your hot new single you have available.
Okay.
Okay, PB.
Okay, I definitely, before I even ask any questions, I got to definitely give you your props because when Sugar first gave me your MySpace, and I go into your MySpace, I noticed at the top, you know, how you, when you go to a MySpace, at the top you have, like, where they from.
Right.
And it was, like, Beverly Hills. I was like, Beverly Hills? You know, I was like, Beverly Hills? Then I actually listened to you, like, before your song started playing, then your song actually started playing. I was like, wow. You know, like, seriously, no joke, for real, you know. The stereotype for Beverly Hills is kind of like Hasa Diddy, you know.
Right,
so
right.
When she started spitting, you know, like the words that I actually heard her saying, I was like, this chick can't be from Beverly Hills. So are you actually from Beverly Hills?
Well, I've lived in Beverly Hills at a point in my life, and I shop there quite often, and basically the image that Sybil portrays is kind of like the epitome of Hollywood. You know, it's like, this is where I'm from, and, you know, Hollywood is the bright lights in the big city, so that's pretty much what I portray. It's just a matter of, this is where I came from, you know, in the bright lights in the big city, and this is how I did it to get here, and whatever else the case may be.
Okay, okay. Well, I definitely want to apologize to you because I so judge you. I judge you before I even listen to your music now because I was like, Beverly Hills. I was like, should have got to be kidding me. But no, seriously.
No. It's okay. People do it all the time because they think that because I'm so calm and, you know, I'm so innocent looking, they don't expect me to make the type of music that I do. So it throws everyone off all the time, and I guess that's what works for me.
No, but seriously, though, I want to tell our listeners, y'all have to go out to her MySpace and check her out. And we're going to get to her song in a minute, but y'all got to go check her out on her MySpace because I'm telling you, when she starts spitting, her spitting ain't Beverly Hills. I don't care what that pays my face, Beverly Hills, but when she spit, it's not Beverly Hills.
Okay, ain't no Hollywood up in that. Oh, real quick, let me shout out some more listeners that's coming through. We got to say what up to guest 2382. We got DJ Illy, Smoochy Face, and Snuggy Dumplings. What up? Thank you for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. We have Sybil tonight doing a thing, and we are going to shoot out one of her hot new singles in just a second. But we're certainly doing the interview right now. And for any of you who want to get at Sybil tonight, we have a few minutes remaining. You can contact us at 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. Okay? All right, PB,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, Ms. Sybil, I want to know, how would you define your rapping style? Because, you know, like, we have artists like Trina Lil' Kim that are raunchy. Then, you know, we have the Remy Ma's and the Foxy Brown that are kind of hardcore. So, like, how would you define yours?
I would say it's a very fine line. I'm kind of like right in the middle. I'm like soft enough for you to fall in love with, but also hard enough for you not to take advantage of. So I think I fall right in the middle. I feel like I'm similar to Roxanne Shanté. She's one of my many idols. And, you know, it's like I'm trying to feel her footsteps and beyond, because what she did was she came in, demanded her respect, and she was able to go at the best of them with all the men that were out there doing their thing, and they had no choice but to give her her respect. So it's like I look at it as like my rapping style is similar to a Jay-Z or a Biggie or a 50 Cent or a Nas. It's like I feel like, yes, I am at that caliber. However, I'm a female, you know, so it makes it a little bit different. But I feel like maybe I might be able to come in and raise the bar a little bit, you know what I mean, so that us females can be competitive against one another in that same aspect of just having lyrical skills and being able to put together good lyrical content.
Okay.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Oh, you know what? I forgot to shout out BTR Jason. He's coming through tonight. And Dream Bodies BTS. We also got Slim in the house. Definitely I wanted to shout you out. And BTR Jason, I believe, is affiliated with Blog Talk Radio, and he's checking out some things tonight as we have had some technical difficulties. But we keep it rolling here on Brown Sugar Radio. All right, go ahead, PB.
Okay, now, Sybil, I was going to ask you, is Sybil your real name? Because I have seen the name before, but in most cases, when I see the name, it's spelled with the S, and your name is spelled with the C. So I was going to ask you, is that your real name or is that your stage name?
Sybil is my stage name, but it was given to me by my aunt because she felt that I had split personalities. So it's something that, you know, she's been calling me since I was much younger. So I feel like it's kind of like my name anyway, because it does fit me, you know. I do have a number of many different characters that are all wrapped up into one body.
Okay.
So that's what Sybil means. Is it like multi-task, multi-personality? What is the basis?
Well, Sybil was a character. Sybil was a character played by Sally Fields, who was a woman who supposedly had all these different personalities because, you know, she was abused as a child. So it's like one minute she might have been happy, one minute she might have been sad, one minute she might have thought she was the richest woman in the world, the next minute she might have been scared to come outside. You know, she had all these different personalities. But in the end, she was able to channel, you know, that energy to realize that she's just all these different people wrapped up into one.
Ah, okay. So you learn something new every day. That's the benefit right there. Okay. Yeah, because I'm like, Sybil, that's just a pretty name to me. You feel me? Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
They asked me, brown sugar, what that mean? I just like the way it sounds. Ain't nothing deep to it. It's just brown sugar. Oh, wow. No, honestly, the name, the reason I got the name brown sugar is because of my skin tone and the color of my skin. Yeah, the color of brown is brown sugar, you know, not real light, not real dark, just like not even caramel, brown sugar. So that's where I got that from. But I like that. Yeah, your name is a whole lot deeper than mine, honey. Go right on ahead.
Thank you.
Okay. PB, quit cutting up. PB, how you get your name? Because, you know, everybody thinks PB stands for peanut butter.
Peanut butter jelly.
Y'all be having a good old time on this show.
Yes, we do. We keep it locked. And no, brown sugar is not no porn name. Y'all quit cutting up in the chat room. It's just because of my skin tone. Y'all quit tripping. Okay. Now, Sybil, I got to ask you. Let's say I have Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Eve, and
Trina.
Trina, yeah, we got to definitely get Trina some mad love. Out of them four female MCs, who would you say you can relate to the most, and who would you like if you had the opportunities to go on tour with and open up for? Only pick one.
One to answer both questions?
You can answer both questions with a different person, but just use one person and tell us why you chose that person. I know that's tough, huh?
Okay. I would
so
say that
Little Kim and Trina, okay?
Okay. I would say that I choose Little Kim as a person that I feel like I share a lot in common with, simply because, you know, we both went from the story of, you know, wanting the guy that had all the money and wanting to use that money to invest in creating a star out of ourselves. So we kind of went through that and just having to deal with the BS of being the only female on the team and just getting treated like nothing because you are the only female on the team. So I know what that's like. And just as far as her bravado and her being confident in her sexuality, she kind of gave me the pass to say, it's okay to be sexy. You know what I mean? So I big her up for that because she grasped my womanhood. As far as who I would tour with, of course I would choose Eve because she's a good person to work with. And we come from a similar circle. So her work ethic, I could understand.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And I like I said, I love all four, honestly. But gosh, that was a tough one. If it was me, I'd be like, I don't know who to choose. So, okay, definitely. We are going to open the phone lines up for those of you who have any questions for Sybil. And if not, if you enjoy listening to her, you are getting a lot of positive feedback, by the way, Sybil, in the chat room.
Thank you.
They're saying that they like the way you think and they see, you know, you got a good head on your shoulders. And, you know, you're going to go far. Absolutely.
Oh,
so
I'm so happy. Thank you.
Some new listeners. Now, before I play the first single, which is Sybil's Museum, tell us what does that mean and if you write your own songs, okay, because a lot of up-and-coming artists may have other people write for them.
Well, basically, I do write all of my music. There were a couple of songs that I did collaborate with one of my label mates on, where I kind of told him what I wanted in the hook, and then he kind of wrote a hook for me, and then I would write, you know, the rest of the song from that point. But for the most part, I do all the writing. I like to help other people in creating songs as well because I like to channel my songwriting ability. I also do a little bit of producing. I'm pretty good at coming up with different melodies and different concepts and creating songs. It's a gift that God gave me. I'm blessed to have this gift, and I just hope that I can continue to make good music and be creative.
That's what's up. That is definitely what's up. And I feel like this, you know, if you don't use the talent that God has given you, then certainly somebody else will. You know what I mean? It's
yes.
Like you're just a gift that's sitting there and not tuning in. You want to take advantage of that. We got some more listeners that have joined us. We got Steven. What's going on, Woodle Pook, MB, and Google Cutie. Aw, y'all can definitely change your names. The chat box shoots these names out randomly. Just click on the peg and type in whichever name that you desire if you don't want one of the goofy names that the system gives you, okay? But by all means, we certainly do appreciate you coming through tonight. Guest 2427, guest 2410. What's going on? And we're going to play Sybil's hot new single, which is Sybil's Museum. Oh, real quick, well, I guess we're going to wait because the second single, we're going to try to squeeze that in. Certainly, it looks like we're going to have some time because the listeners are enjoying tonight, just kind of sitting back and learning about you, and I ain't mad at them for that. So here it is. This is Sybil's single, and it is called Sybil's Museum. Is that correct? I want to make sure I'm saying it right. Is it Sybil's Museum, because you have it spelled differently?
It's probably Move Something.
Okay, Move Something, because it looks like museum the way he spelled it, so it's Move Something. Okay. And you know how we are. We spell stuff a little bit like brown sugar, S-U-G-A-R, it's S-U-G-A. We do it the Ebonics way, but it's all good.
It's all good.
Move Something. All right, so y'all keep it locked. We'll be right back. Okay, hold on. The switchboard is acting up, and I need to holler at Sybil, because this sounds like an instrumental, and this is what I was sent. I don't know if your management sent me the wrong MP3. This is not supposed to be instrumental, correct? And aren't you supposed to be rhyming, doing your thing on this song?
Right, it's not supposed to be an instrumental at all.
Okay.
To that.
Dang it. It looks like this. I'm like waiting for you to come on. I'm like, okay, come on. You know, I'm like, where is she? Oh, man. It's all good. I'm like, man. Okay, it's cool. Well, we do have another single. I pray that this one is an instrumental. Wow. Only on Brown Sugar Radio. Well, I'll tell you what, the second single we're going to see if we can get that one to be what it's all about and get her to show you her skills. Otherwise, we may just have to have Sybil do her thing live. Huh. That's what's up. That's what that's all about. So, a real showstopper. Going to keep this funky on Brown Sugar Radio. Like I said, the beat is just all the way live, but man, I want to hear it set on the mic. Do a sizzle. Okay, PB, are we ready for that second single yet?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to try this again. And we've lost Sybil. This is just a crazy night. Freaky Thursday on Brown Sugar Radio. Ha! It's all good. So while we're letting this, because the song won't stop, the switchboard is acting up. Is BTR Jason still in the house? BTR Jason, dang it, looks like he left. See, this is the kind of stuff you need to hear. Blog Talk Radio was actually here, and looks like he's left. But this is the kind of stuff that I'd like for y'all to hear when the switchboard acts up, when I can't stop songs. You know what I'm saying? I can't be having my soul flow like this, man. This Brown Sugar Radio. What? So... we're going to have to let that song play out. Okay, Sybil is back. Sybil, this has been a crazy, crazy night, but we're keeping it rolling. I have to wait for the song to play out because the switchboard won't allow me to stop the song now. Ain't that a hot mess? But it's all good. It is all good. We're going to play your second single as soon as this one rolls out. And I don't know who, if it was your management or someone that sent me this song here. But it's cool. Sybil, you there? Sybil? Ooh, wow. It just gets better, don't it?
Wish I knew the words I'd go for. What?
You feel me?
What? Oh,
and I
what?
Can't stop. Uh-huh.
Oh, turn it up. Oh.
Work it all the way out. Work it all the way out.
We'll ride this one out.
Okay. Ben Typicalist said that this has been going on all week, so I'm not the only show that's been having problems with their switchboard. Okay.
Oh,
gotcha.
I do the running man on this. Oh.
Okay, look. That's all right, because we just keeping it live. Hey.
Oh.
Oh, go with the punches. Y'all want to hear your girl Brown Sugar rap? Y'all getting ready?
I do.
Here it go. I said a one, a two, a three, four. That's all it, because I don't know no more. Yeah, only on Brown Sugar Radio. Sybil, where you at, mommy? Sybil, you there? Gosh, I done lost Sybil and everything. I can't hear her. Blog Talk, y'all got to get it together, man. People going to be like, look, drop this. All right, looks like the show's dying down here. Certainly, if you want to get at us, you can holler at us at 646-716-8697 and show Sybil some love. Sybil, are you there? Oh, Lord. All right, we're going to take a caller, see what's going on. 850, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
I can hear you. What's cracking?
Okay, what's going on? This is a naturalist up in the chat room from the House Thoughts Exchange show.
Hey,
what's going on?
You the one who was saying that this has been going on all week with the switchboard acting up?
Well, it is switchboard act up, or the people when the top player track, it goes too loud or it goes too low, or people show cutting off too early and things like that. This has been going on for weeks, though.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it?
It
absolutely
is.
Terrible. Yeah, Blog Talk got to get it together. I don't know where Jason Blog Talk Radio went, but I can't, you know, be running my shows like this, man.
Right. Yeah,
we got our platform.
We, you know, the corporation. Yeah, corporation up there.
Yeah.
We got to promote it ourselves. We can't be having hindrance in our way. We got to do the thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? It's a certain level you want to have of respect. You know what I'm saying? If we're trying to bring big-time, you know, guests on the show,
right,
we can't have this kind of stuff happening. They're going to listen to this show and be like, what? So we got to get it together. But definitely, like I said, we just pretty much have learned to kind of roll through it, PB and I, and we just keep it going. But for the most part, you're right, it is frustrating, and that's something we definitely want to clear up. I've lost my guest for tonight. I mean, this is Freaky Thursday. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to know Brown Sugar Radio isn't the only show that's been having some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling in, letting us know what's up.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I believe for overall Blog Talk Radio is an excellent foundation for us. They just got to kind of work through these errors and kinks and things in the system. But definitely, I appreciate you letting me know what's up.
Yeah, like I said, it is a new server at the same time. So anytime we're dealing with a new server, especially in a computer and internet, it takes sometimes 2 years just to get something basically working before they can get through
right.
a lot of problems.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. And probably because Blog Talk Radio has grown by leaps and bounds tremendously. I mean, we have over 8 million listeners. So
right.
I'm sure that with it growing as fast as it has and, you know, with the technology, it's probably a lot going on. But definitely the listeners that are still hanging with us, I want to say thank you so much. I appreciate the love, so does PB. And y'all know how we do on Brown Sugar Radio. We're going to keep you entertained, dang it. Music, no music.
We're
going to keep you entertained.
And y'all doing
it too. Okay, I appreciate it. Well, definitely, like I said, thank you so much for calling in. Let us know we ain't the only show having some difficulties tonight.
Right.
All right, then. Have a good
one. You too.
All right.
Hello?
Okay, we got another caller on the air. 323, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, this is Sybil again. I tried calling you from
the Sybil, there
time.
You are. Girl, this is a crazy night.
Most of the time, you just couldn't hear me.
Wow. I'm sitting here like, Sybil. Sybil, you there? What's up? This switchboard is acting
anything.
Up.
I was about to flow
wow.
anything for Sybil.
Okay, if we knew the lyrics to your song, we would have held it down for you. You feel me?
I heard you guys.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to try to pump this second single, It Better Act Right, because I'm not in the mood tonight. It's Sybil, not that nigga. We're going to play, and we're going to show us some love tonight. Hopefully this is not an instrumental. I don't know what happened with the first track, but definitely I want to coordinate with your management to see if we can get the correct single for Move Something, okay, because that was just the instrumental. So here it is, y'all. Y'all keep it locked. This is Sybil and the second track, Not That Nigga.
Hollywood, big diamonds, ice shining, but wait,
you are not that nigga.
Dog, you ain't that nigga.
You are not that nigga.
You ain't that nigga. When I talk to these chickens, they open their ears up and listen. I ain't a politician, but I'm in the streets politicking. I'm on a money mission, but these niggas, I'm competition. I got them scheming all my riches, hating, signing petitions. You niggas be wondering why you can't break me. I'm bruising ego, man, it's nothing to me. I'm not hard to find, I'm brain, beauty, and class. I get big fat niggas to smother your ass. You're not that nigga, so don't front. Give it up, get dope, split it up. Got mine, get it up, goose, I spit it up. Range Rover, spit it up. You other niggas, go get it and can't afford to fill it up. I'm popular, nigga, you just charity, nigga. I fuck with rich ass niggas, you fucking bum ass bitches. I'm a celebrity, nigga, you just a wannabe, nigga. I'm a threat to you, nigga, you ain't scaring me, nigga. Hollywood, big diamonds, ice shining, but wait,
you are not that nigga, you not that nigga, you not that nigga, you not that nigga.
nigga.
Yeah, I'm a bitch, but I've been that nigga. I stay on my grizzly, roll harder than you niggas. Got a nasty mouth, and it's a lot of shit I'm into. I talk a lot of smack and back it up when I have to. It's a paper I'm after. Your baby mama turn tracks. A nigga, I'll clap you and leave your kids as bastards. Yep, I'm a gangster. This shit ain't make believe, and use a wankster with confidence complexity. Playing a little gigolo, talking about you pippin' hoes. Niggas, so Hollywood, you should have your own show. Tell them call wardrobe. Nigga, need some new clothes. You the same nigga looking like a closet homo. Nigga, you alright, but you ain't all that. Save all that. Shit will just state in the facts. You may have a little paper, but you still whack. Nigga, go fly that.
Hollywood, big diamonds, ice shining. But wait,
you are not that nigga. You not that nigga. You not that nigga.
Dog, you ain't that nigga.
You are not that nigga. You not that nigga. You not that nigga. You not that
nigga. Dog, you ain't that nigga.
All right, and we back. That was your girl, Miss Sybil. Not that nigga. Now, Sybil, you still here, right? Sybil? We lost her again? Let's see. Sybil?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear
me? Okay, you here. Okay, I hear you now. So if you can, tell us about that song a little bit.
That song was made because I was very angry at just the way my business was being handled at the time, and I just took the frustration out on the mic. I was on crutches at the time, and I just went into the studio, locked myself up in there, and screamed it out and just talked about everybody that I was mad at and made a great song.
Okay, now, is this song directed toward a guy, or is this just people
it's
in general?
A group of guys that just were making me mad at the time that I was working with or involved with or whatever the case may be. I was really angry.
Okay. Now, I was listening to one of your songs on your MySpace entitled Classy. And now, I don't know if you heard of a rapper named Jackie O. She's from the Florida area.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Your flow on that song kind of remind me of Jackie O. And see,
okay.
I say that because Jackie O kind of, she kind of reminds me of, she's kind of like the female version of Ludacris. You know, when Ludacris raps, he kind of put emphasis on certain words, and, you know, he kind of hold certain words and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And so that song right there was hot as well. Mm-hmm. And so shout out your MySpace one more time because we only have one single because I guess the other song was the instrumental.
Well, actually, so, I'm here in the studio now, so I could send that link over to you right now. As a matter of fact, you should probably already have it in your inbox. I think it's been sent over, the actual version with the lyrics on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But the MySpace page is myspace.com, The Sybil Project. And that's TheSybilProject.
All right, that's what's up. So y'all definitely get at Sybil and add her to your top friends on MySpace. And definitely what I'd like to do, Sybil, is have you do a drop for us on Brown Sugar Radio, okay? And we're going
to
play it. All right, okay. If you can just go ahead and shout that out for us. And show us some love.
I want to say what's up. This is Sybil. Everybody, this is Brown Sugar Radio getting down.
All right. That's what's up. And definitely I want to keep in touch with you and, you know, follow your career, see what's going on as you do your events. Can you let our listeners know? I know earlier you had shared with us some of the events that you're going to be performing at. Can you shout out a couple of more events for your fans and also for our new listeners here at Brown Sugar Radio that you'll be performing at?
Again, we have a show coming up at the Temple Bar, April 26th. That's Sybil performing live, and that's in Santa Monica. And then following that, I'm going to be doing a show also May 10th at the Knitting Factory. And then from there, we're going to be working on the reality series, which is A Day in the Life of Sybil on Our Way to Stardom.
And which network will that be on? VH1, MTV, Life? What is it?
Well, basically right now I'm still shopping it around. It's in pilot stages. So we haven't decided where it's going to go, but more than likely it may be on the Oxygen channel.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. All right. Now, what I was thinking, because of the fact we have your Move Something single and instrumental, would you be able to rap for us live? Are you really good at freestyling, or could you just rap a little bit of that song so we can hear how it's supposed to flow?
No problem.
All right. Okay, we're going to go ahead and put it back on for the listeners in the chat room so y'all can hear Move Something. I'm going to try to see if I can adjust the volume here. The switchboard's been acting up, but it's all good. Yeah, if the music comes on loud, just spit it as loud as you can, okay? Because this switchboard be acting a fool sometime, but we're going to make it do what it do. All right, Sybil, this is Move Something. We're going to go ahead and get it started, okay?
Yeah, that's right. We got Sybil and Brown Sugar Radio. We about to do this live one time. It's real expensive. Only for the sexy ones. You know I'ma step up in the party, looking like I'm somebody. The girl naughty, I'ma try not to hurt nobody. I'm CYB, keep a flock of groupies, hoods and floozies. Stay away from the stoolies. I'm the Mac Moomy, mama magnificent. No need to ask, I be all about the dividends. I need it fast, the cash, a million Benjamins. You know I do what I does to make it. It's evident I'm the honey, the queen be your money. B-A-D-S, crash test dummy. Blow trees off gunny, call me not. The black girl from the valley, stepping in Cavalli. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, man. The lower the belly, the more I get loose, man. I find a buddy rider and I be choosing. I make them love me cause of what I be doing. Hey,
all right, hey. That's what's up, all right. Y'all hop live on Brown Sugar Radio, huh? Sybil doing her thing up close and personal.
Thank you.
That's it. All right. Well, definitely, I got to say that I, girl, you doing your thing right there. They feeling that in the chat room, huh?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, they said that right there. It's fire. I ain't mad at them. Go ahead,
y'all.
Girl.
I told y'all she ain't Beverly Hills.
Ain't no Beverly Hill in that. All right, Sybil. Well, definitely we will do you some justice and get your banner for Brown Radio. Like I said, all the guests go on my photo album for my MySpace page, and we want to, you know, get you together as far as, you know, collaborating and getting the correct song. The museum, the Move Something, I keep calling it museum because that's what it looks like, but it's Move Something. Move Something, the Ebonics, yeah. Okay, because the way that it's spelled, it looks like museum. But it's all good, and like I said, you know, sister, keep doing your thing, and definitely I want to follow up with you and see how things are coming maybe in 6 months down the road or whatnot, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you tonight. And y'all who are in the Cali area or any of the locations that she announced where she'll be performing, show the sister some love. Go down there, purchase a ticket. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's doing something positive. You know, show her some love, support her. And that's what we here on Brown Sugar Radio for. Sybil, thank you so much for coming through tonight. No problem. All right. All right, y'all, so that was Sybil doing her thing, y'all. We got to give it up because that sister right there was handling it. If she had a microphone, boy, I tell you, we would have been grooving all day.
You know, I got to give it to her, though. I got to give it up to Sybil because, you know, a lot of people can't perform live, you know.
Right.
They don't, like, the way she came out, she performed like she was actually on stage performing.
Okay.
Like,
yes, she did.
Sybil, Brown Sugar Radio, like she was doing it. I got to give her props.
Okay? That's what's up. Now, Slim in the chat room saying she want to hear you spit. You want to spit, PB, or you want to do that another day?
Don't play with me. Now, you. That's how I play. Now, if she would have said sing, I might have did a little singing, but now don't play with me. Y'all know I can't rap.
All right, hold on. I got PB CD right here, y'all. Y'all want to hear PB? Y'all keep it locked. Here we go.
Oh,
go ahead, PB. Thanks. This is down
how
right here.
How did you go away?
Uh-huh.
Baby, and leave me.
Well,
not easy.
51
keys.
That's what you get.
51 keys.
Uh-huh. It's all good. That's B-Swells for those of you who don't know. And I'm going to play it lightly in the background since it won't stop. But this is his jam right here. Boy, I tell you, PB can sing. Don't let him fool y'all. I'm about to interview him one day. But definitely, y'all got to keep it locked because we got a lot of exciting guests coming up. Like I said, this Tuesday, we got Do or Die doing their thing. And then we got the discussion, Why Can't Couples Stay Together, on the 10th. The 15th, we got the Loveologist in the house as a guest co-host. And just so many exciting shows. We got more celebrity guests coming up. Y'all definitely got to keep it locked. For those of you who are interested in showing Brown Sugar Radio some love, being a promo team member like Slim doing her thing, hit me up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And we're going to make it do what it do. So other than that, we're going to go ahead and close for tonight.
To keep me days away from home.
Oh! Now, this was one of the trippies. When I try to stop the song, it don't want to stop. Then I'm trying to talk, and it just, look. Anyway.
Try to put me on blast.
Yeah, I'm going to put him on blast. See, people said he could out-rap me. He did me so wrong.
I'm going to come next week. I'm going to come for three.
He going to come for three. Oh, dang. But you know what? We out tonight, y'all. This be Swells. How could y'all keep it locked?
How could you go away?
Uh-huh.
Baby, and leave me.
Well,
not easy being without you. How did you go away? Baby, and leave me. Just leave me. Got me feeling kind of strange.
I'm thinking about the things I said to push you away. Are you thinking about the love we shared and the life we made? And all of my memories of you are sailing away.
I just want that old thing back, baby.
I can't see you when I want you. The thrill is gone. Oh, who can I run to
keep me safe away from home?
Blog Talk Radio.